My name is Dmitry Shane. I was born in Vladivostok, Russia, and my mother and I immigrated to the United States when I was 12 years old. And we came straight to Anchorage, Alaska. You know, we came to Fairview, which is kind of your lower-income neighborhood. It's a very diverse neighborhood, and I spent summers, you know, playing football on the park strip with a bunch of kids from all ethnicities, and it was just a wonderful, beautiful picture to see America so diverse and welcoming for a young immigrant. And through some unfortunate turn of events, my mother and I and my baby sister at the time ended up living at a Wake women's shelter. And my mother worked very hard. She worked nights to pay for, you know, to provide for us. And then during daytime, she went to college to get her environmental engineering degree. Through some help from housing assistance, she was able to get us out of the shelter into a home. And we were on food stamps. And my mother, as a single mother, worked very hard to provide for us. And she taught me this work ethic to work hard, never give up. I got a good job right out of high school. It was a union job. I was working at the airport as a plant operator, and I was able to use that income to put myself through college. I actually helped my wife, Melissa, make it through college as well. I guess I should back up and mention that I'm married to my beautiful wife, and we have six children. My wife and I adopted four kids about 3 years ago. It's been a wonderful experience. I encourage folks to adopt and to foster. And, you know, after college, I got my accounting degree. And after college, I started an accounting business as a CPA, traveling all over rural Alaska, working with Alaska Native tribal councils, village corporations. And then I retired from accounting. I started an e-commerce company. I invented a planter box. It's five pieces of metal that assemble into a rectangle. And when you call, the cool thing about them is they get rusty, and now rust is in. And when you call rust patina, you know, folks pay a little extra for rust. So I have a pretty successful company selling rusty boxes now. As an immigrant kid, I came to this country, and I really appreciated living in this country. I appreciate the values. I value the independent press, the free press. I value the independent judiciary, the notion that no one is above the law. And as of late, you know, as of the last couple of years, it seems like all these values have been under attack. It sure seems to me that our government, our elected officials, have sold us this notion that our government cannot fix any problems. And to this extent, our government is actually, and our institutions are being attacked by enemies from abroad, and folks, our elected officials are actually not defending our values and our freedoms. And I think the way to fix that is for a new generation of leaders to step forward and to run and to bring these American values back. And we really need to solve problems. We have healthcare issues. Our healthcare system is collapsing. That's why I'm running on a platform of single-payer Medicare for all. We're not investing enough in education, and this is why I'm running to make sure I join other Democrats in repealing Trump tax cuts so we can use that money to fund education and infrastructure projects. And we're dealing with climate change, and I think it's appropriate to invest in renewable energy projects, which means, you know, jobs for Alaskans and a way to mitigate some of the effects of climate change.
Alaska is a super conservative state, and how would you convince Alaskans that these progressive ideas will work for them?
I'm an accountant, so I think you start with the fact that everyone is paying too much for health insurance, and it's bankrupting. It doesn't matter if you're conservative or progressive or liberal, whatever. The insurance company doesn't care, and conservative people have businesses as well. So I have spoken to many conservatives who say, you know, yeah, we're ready for single-payer Medicare for all. In fact, I don't know if you've paid attention to the news lately. The Koch brothers came out with a study that shows single-payer Medicare for all would save America, you know, $2 trillion over a 10-year period. And ultimately, conservatives vote with their a lot of times vote with their money and their and the, what's good for their wallet. So I'm confident that I can connect on that issue.
So you think that'll send people beyond party loyalty?
Well, what's most important is that we can't Democrats and progressive independents, whoever whatever people are calling themselves nowadays. I'm not a big believer in labels and bumper stickers. What was important is that we run on solutions and present real solution to Alaskans. So as long as we are running on solutions, then you just let the chips fall where they may. But we have to present a solution, especially at the time where our state is having financial challenges.
So we addressed healthcare. What are some of the other solutions that you have in mind for Alaska?
Well, I am running on on the platform on the notion that we need to repeal the Trump tax cuts. I don't think it's financially responsible. What happened with the Trump tax cuts is we have borrowed over $1 trillion from China, and essentially we took the social security numbers of our children. It's not the debt we borrowed. We use their children's names, and we attach this debt to our children and to our grandchildren. It is not appropriate to borrow $1 trillion and hand it out to corporations that simply send this money to China. And we don't see job creation in this country. In fact, Harley Davidson is sending manufacturing overseas after this tax cut. So I see this as a harmful policy that takes money away from infrastructure projects, that takes money away from education, that takes money away from finally fixing the healthcare system. So we need to be responsible. We need to pay our own way, and we need to make sure that we're not using our children's name to borrow money and give out tax cuts.